Begin laser ignition sequence.
Begin laser ignition!
Attention.
You're listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast with the LJC Chief Community Officer, Monique Ramsey.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. And I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And today I am joined by Brittany Haley, who is our laser expert. And she's going to talk about the Halo, the Moxie, the BBL, all the different things that we do here at La Jolla Cosmetic to make your skin glow. So welcome, Brittany.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been in the cosmetic industry for the last 11 years, which makes me sound really old. But I've been in cosmetic aesthetics since I was 22 years old. I first started out working for a couple different independent practices at the same time. I learned a lot of different devices. I worked with a lot of different skin types. It was all very helpful for me to make my long-term journey here at La Jolla Cosmetic, where I used all that experience to help start our non-surgical practice here. So I've been here for 8 years. We have a lot of different devices here. A lot of them are handpicked by myself or by other nurses and PAs in our location.
We're going to dive into all of those. That's really exciting. So you've been working with us for 8 years, but with lasers for, did you say 12?
11 years.
That's a lot of experience and a lot of different skin types and a lot of different skin problems that people are trying to fix. What do you like about working with lasers? What kind of makes that your passion?
So, I mean, the best part, of course, is seeing happy patients, fixing problems, seeing lovely, beautiful results. But it's also kind of fun to get into the science of lasers. And that's what I like too. I like combining different lasers and learning about different ones, how they work, why they work, different things I can do with each one. So I'm not going to bore everyone with all kind of that science part of it, but it's something that I do have a personal interest in and I enjoy quite a bit.
Well, and I would think that having a passion for the why, why do they work or why does this one work better than the other is going to help the patient at the end of the day because you're going to have a better result.
Absolutely.
You're the one doing the research on the back end and bringing all those years of experience to the table.
Definitely. And the longer you work with certain devices, the more you see, the more you're going to be able to do, and the safer you can make these treatment plans. We have a lot of things that people don't realize you can treat with lasers. I think under that term of laser skin resurfacing is where it's really broad, and we have a lot of different categories of skin resurfacing that a lot of our devices do. We have a great arrayment from very mild treatments to very aggressive treatments.
So let's start with kind of for the patient, how do they start that process for deciding, you know, do they go look on the website and try to narrow it down or is it better for them just to come to you?
I love that question because I was doing Zoom consults yesterday all day and a lot of my consults are for laser patients. And sometimes they're really tricky laser patients, but I find them fun to work with and rewarding too. But a lot of times people think, oh, you know, I'd like to do a treatment to help my skin. I don't know what treatment. There's a million devices out there. I don't know exactly much. Maybe I watched a TikTok video on something and it looked kind of cool. And that's all they know coming in. So we have that kind of type. And then we have those who have done tons of research and they kind of have their mindset on something. And I feel like the consult is what matters the most with both of those people, because sometimes they say, I want this. And I look at their skin and what they want and what they need. And I'm like, that's not going to work. Like we got to do a whole different treatment plan for you. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things going on with the skin and they all can be treated very specifically. If someone has redness, we have a laser for that. If someone has large pores, I have a laser that I can do a different setting specifically for large pores for them. So these are things that are customized completely. And that's something that just takes experience to know which device to select, which combination, and how can I customize this person's particular needs to make it the safest possible and the most consistent, reliable results.
And let's say they're coming to you for melasma, the brown pigment that people get. Sometimes they get it from pregnancy. Sometimes they just, or they have sun damage. You know, do you look at certain lasers that treat certain problems?
Definitely. And I think, so melasma is always going to be like that tricky, tricky one. And some people know they have it and some they don't. And I point it out to them and they're all in a fluster about it. And there's no cure for melasma. It's caused from hormones, which we don't have a lot of control over all the time, and sun exposure, combination of both. And then depending on your skin type. So when we treat patients with laser, a lot of the things we're targeting are chromophores in the skin. So if your skin has more chromophore, more pigment for us to target, it will affect the treatment that we use and the settings that we use. So you have to kind of analyze that when you're doing the consultation. And there are lasers that are better and safer for darker skin types, or that are more effective for lighter skin types. And sometimes I have to take in a little bit of history on that too. Like, I see a little signs of melasma. I ask, you know, when did that start? Has it gotten worse? Has it gotten better? Did it get worse with birth control? And then how do you respond to the sun? You know, if you go out in the sun, do you tan? Do you freckle? Do you burn? Mm-hmm. And then even how you scar. Some people think, you know, get a little scratch on their arm that'll turn a little red and then heal and go away. And some people it'll turn brown. Mm. So those type of things are how I determine, based on the amount of chromophore in the skin, what combination is the best for them. And I think in darker skin types, it's particularly difficult. I have a lot of experience working with darker skin types, Asian skin types, even African-American skin types. And we have a lot of modalities here now that can treat things like melasma for them very successfully, which is huge.
Because in the past, they really didn't necessarily have an answer that's safe.
Right. Or people would give them treatments that really weren't safe and it would cause them problems for a long time. I think the addition of our newest device, the MOXIe laser, is a real game changer for those with that kind of issue for darker skin, melasma. As I'm getting to use it more, I'm getting more and more a fan of it. It's just so easy. It's very comfortable. You can resume normal schedule very quickly. And it's very effective at removing difficult pigmentation.
Since we're talking about the MOXIe and that's kind of the newest thing, just kind of give us a description of how you use it or who you use it for. You know, what does that treatment plan look like?
Absolutely. MOXIe is what we call a non-ablative laser. So that means that it's not breaking the surface of the skin. It's just sending heat down into the skin. This makes the downtime minimal to nothing. You can wear makeup right after sunscreen. You can go on about your normal activities. There's very little risk of complications like infections. It's safe for all skin types. So for light and dark skin types. It's a quick treatment in office. We usually do a little numbing cream and a little bit of heat for a few minutes and let you cool down for a little bit. And it very gently lifts off deep pigmentation. It also does a little bit of resurfacing for the skin. So helping with some texture, crepiness to the skin, making it softer and smoother, minimizing pores a little bit. And because of the certain wavelength that it is, it's very safe in terms of risks of hyperpigmentation after laser, because that's something we worry about with our darker skin types. So we've had great success with MOXIe with darker skin types with melasma. So that's a very hard market to have consistent, reliable treatments. Mm. And I feel like we've really found that with MOXIe, which is a miracle in the melasma world.
Mm-hmm. Now, so that's a lighter treatment, you said. So does that mean they do more of them?
Absolutely. It's spot on. So non-surgical treatments, typically, I mean, they're going to be treatments you do more than once. They're for skin maintenance. We have you do a series of treatments initially with most of our lasers here, mm-hmm. with the exception of TRL. So they're not going to burn your face off and have you have 6 weeks of downtime like a surgery procedure. They're going to gently and slowly help you without making a major effect on lifestyle. You can still do your normal day-to-day activities while doing these.
And is there like a laser season? Because here, Southern California, we have a lot of sun and we have to protect ourselves. So, you know, do you find that there are certain times of year that people will sort of wait until, or?
So I love that question because that always comes up. Like, what is enough coverage from the sun when you're doing a treatment to remove sunspots? In San Diego, it's sunny all the time. Honestly, right now in May, gray, June gloom, it's pretty gloomy. I would say it's one of the best times to do a laser. Uh-huh. But The right time for doing a laser is when it's the right time for you in your lifestyle and what you're doing to stay covered from the sun. And that could be any time of the year. For teachers, summer could be the best time. For a lot of people, winter break could be the best time. For some people who naturally don't go in the sun at all, that could be any time at all. And when I say, you know, being careful in the sun, what I mean specifically when you're doing a laser treatment is wearing sunscreen whenever you leave the house, whenever you're outside or by a window, which, you know, putting on in the morning, and then reapplying in direct sunlight every 90 minutes. That's every hour and a half. And then also wearing a covering. So wearing a hat, wearing a hoodie, my favorite covering these days. I kind of look like a little bandit, but I love it. I put a little baseball cap on. I put a light hoodie over it. My favorite brand's Fiori. They make the best hoodies.
I know. I'm wearing their sweatpants right now.
They're lightweight. They're great. I put the hoodie and that on. I put my sunglasses on. I'm good to go. I'll go to the playground. I'll have my kids crawl around and my skin's completely protected. Mm-hmm. I've done that actually like a day or two after healing from a procedure. And it's fine because I'm taking those extra precautions. So it's more about patient commitment to doing that. And it's for generally 2 weeks before a procedure and 2 months after any laser.
Wow. Okay. 2 months after. So, and really that could be the thing that changes your results if you're not compliant, if you're Absolutely. Not really committed to taking care of the result. And as you heal with every 90 minutes of sunscreen and, you know, really thinking about it, you could go from a great result to do some people get
complications like hyperpigmentation? Absolutely. Yes. And I'm very blunt with patients who I'm a little nervous with. I know they're very active and they're out every day. I'm not sure about their sunscreen commitment because I'm seeing their skin and treating them and I know they've got a lot of sun. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very blunt with them. I say, if you don't follow these directions, you're here for a reason. We want to get your pigment gone. We want to help you with your skin. And if you go out in the sun without sunscreen unprotected in the next 2 months, your skin could turn brown. So it's a very real risk. It's very treatable if it happens. But I feel like doing that, making it very, very clear and specific, is just so helpful with getting patients to keep their results. So keeping their results long-term, maintaining their results from their treatments.
So let's shift over to the halo. Tell me about the halo.
And I'll add to that Moxie and Halo and BBL, they're all lasers made from a company called Cyton, which is it's kind of the Lamborghini of lasers. They make very solid, consist of excellent products, but we do have lasers from other companies as well. So it's not the only one we carry, and there are other great lasers out there.
Just to interrupt, because we didn't talk about this at the beginning, you are a national trainer for Cyton. And what does that mean?
So obviously, I'm fully committed to La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery, my home, but I do work per diem for a laser company called Cyton. And so I will, when asked, I will go and do trainings for them. So typically it's when someone has a new system and they need to get started, or when they have a new employee who needs to get certified, or if they simply want additional training on a new module. So they will send me out and get them set up on the device. I've trained all over Canada and the United States. I mean, I've been from Palm Beach to Spokane, San Antonio. I was there last week, and I've been all the way up to Edmonton in Canada. So all over.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's really fun for me seeing different offices and different demographics because every office has their own niche, and just really fun seeing and rewarding seeing people getting up and running with these treatments. So I love it.
Oh, that's neat. Okay. So as we digress back to Halo.
Halo is my very favorite laser. What I love about Halo is that it's so flexible. There's so many things I can treat with it. And I love having that multimodality approach where I can change the setting and treat someone for rosacea. I can eliminate blood vessels. I can definitely treat melasma for lighter skin types. When done in a series, Halo has the same results as a resurfacing laser. So it can eliminate wrinkles. So it's a very, very tunable laser. It has a little bit more downtime than Moxie, but it's 100% worth it, in my opinion.
Now, when you talk about downtime for Halo, what does that mean?
So downtime is time where you're not going to look your best and you probably want to avoid social activities like being in person meetings, birthday parties, special occasions, that kind of thing. We didn't have a lot of that last year, of course. So it was a very popular laser season last year. You know, sometimes there are things people need to plan a bit for in their schedule, depending on their level of comfort. Mm-hmm. I have some patients who are very comfortable going to work and they look a little poofy or a little red and they're like, it's fine. I did a laser. I'm not caring. And then I have Instagram influencers who cannot look bad for 1 second. So they really need to plan these times very carefully. But for Halo, it's about a week where you look a little puffy, a little swollen, face looks a little bit, tiny bit gritty. I'll let you wear some makeup on day three. So most people can return comfortably to doing things outside and in person on day three. By a week, it looks back to normal. By 2 weeks, it looks great. And then over the next 3 months, it looks even better.
Now, does it peel in sheets or is it more like you say, gritty? And then does it sort of rub off or what is the process that the skin goes through?
Really good question too. And I think that what that depends on a lot is the practitioner doing the treatment and what level they're comfortable operating their device at. So there's different levels, there's safe start levels, there's more advanced levels. I do both. I think with a typical Halo, what you can expect is some grittiness to the skin and the gritty bits kind of flake off. But when you are doing some deeper treatments, there can be some active peeling. So it's something that patients need to be counseled about and it's kind of on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting into maybe some of the complaints that people have, if we're talking about either acne scarring or like you said, large pores or, you know, redness or pigment problems, sun damage, wrinkles. I mean, there's so many different things that people might be trying to make better. And you talked about combining lasers. Tell us a little bit about how you might combine a laser for somebody who, let's say somebody who's got moderate wrinkling, but they've got some large pores, maybe some acne scars, and they've want just a new glow. How would you go about that?
Love that. So, I mean, there's different ways you can approach that. We can do gentle treatments and do more of them. Or what I love doing, what I love patients to do is let's do one or two good treatments that are going to give you an amazing result. Let's combine a couple of things. Let's really give you a glow. In those cases, they have to be a little more flexible with maybe having a little downtime, but it's so worth it. And then I can do a lot of things. If someone has acne scarring in particular, that's where a lot of things can be done. I think where people get in trouble with treating acne scars and where they get bad raps and reviews is that they're treating every acne scar as the same and they're not. There's different types and you've got to attack them with a few different ways. And sometimes different acne scars in the same face need different modalities of treatment. Mm. So that's something that's highly customized. I have different lasers I use to do different things. Sometimes I'll use a full erbium resurfacing, like our TRL laser, to kind of break down the edges of an acne scar. I'll use our profractional, which is a fractional deep treatment to go to the base of that acne scar because they can be really deep. And then sometimes I'll just halo right over the whole thing and it's just gorgeous. So they're getting that.
All in one day.
All in one day. We'll do them all in a row. And then that halo on top just is the icing on the cake is going to get pores so well. It'll help with their pigmentation, with redness. So I combine things like that all the time. I feel that also with new technology coming out, the concept of just burning your whole face off in the past, you know, doing full CO2 or full erbium resurfacing, that's not as popular anymore because we have such options like Halo where I'll resurface a small part of their face. So I'll resurface maybe just their lip lines. Mm. And with lasers like our TRL laser, we can actually vaporize lip lines. I've seen astounding results with this laser. There is downtime, but it's worth it. And then I'll do something like the Halo or the Moxie on the rest of their face. They're not going through that downtime all over just where they need it. And they're also getting a beautiful result on the other areas of their face. So I love doing treatments like that. And there are still some who just want to resurface the whole thing. And that's very doable as well. But I think that that's becoming more popular.
And what about under the eyes? I think that's something that people don't realize that you can treat is the area under the eyes.
The eyes are so tricky and they're just such a common complaint. You know, who doesn't want a little bit of brightening under the eyes or lifting of those dark circles, crepiness of the skin? There's so many things going on there. And we have so many different things to address it because there's so many things. There's volume loss. There's dynamic wrinkles from smiling really big. There's separation of fat pads. There's all sorts of things. So we have all sorts of treatments from laser treatments to address pigmentation, so discoloration, laser treatments to address wrinkles, to actually resurface and vaporize the wrinkles there, tighten the skin a little bit. And then we have things we do as well with other modalities we offer here. We can correct volume loss of small bits of dermal filler. And then the full spectrum, you know, as part of our surgery practice, we offer treatments to help surgically revise that area. So there's just so many options and no one's treatment plan is the same in that area. I feel like you got to address a lot of different things.
Now for the eyes, can the laser do the upper lids also, or is it just the lowers?
No, we can very safely laser the upper lids. We have very safe eye protection that we use during those treatments to make it very safe, very comfortable for the patient. It can be done while they're awake, not just asleep. And it's a beautiful result with tightening under the eyes. I'm seeing a lovely result combining a couple of new fun things these days, doing some light resurfacing and some halo over it for a really nice tightening in the eyelids.
Ooh, that's nice. So not just smoothing, it also tightens, kind of shrinks it up. Now, what is the typical, I'm sure it depends on which treatment they're having, but what's sort of the typical post-operative? What's it feel like that night? What's it feel like the next day? What are you having them do?
Yes, that's awesome to address too, because laser patients, they can require sometimes a little bit extra care than our typical, like a Botox patient, especially if they're laser naive and it's a new experience for them. So we provide a ton of support emotional and otherwise during the healing process. I kind of call myself like their personal concierge during that first week of healing. So I'm available after hours, usually by email. We do follow-up calls or Zoom calls the next day as needed. And then I'm available for any questions they have. We work really closely with our esthetician as well during this process because she's a vital part of the skin maintenance part of the process. So when we do our stronger treatments like halo resurfacing lasers, we follow up with them closely for the first 2 weeks. And then they actually come into office for an in-person follow-up. At that appointment, they actually meet our esthetician, Cameron, who's amazing. She gives them a little bit of some love on their skin, some hydration. It feels really nice and lovely after all the mean things I've done to them. then, we do our first set of progress photos and we get them on skincare. So we get them on things to help enhance their results from the laser while they're still actively healing and to maintain it. And that's a really vital part of the process. We kind of follow the whole way through.
And that's medical grade skincare. So it's really actually treating something or actively helping with the healing.
We don't like fluff here. We like products that do something that are actively maintaining. And I think with skincare, a lot of people get frustrated because they're like, oh, I use this for a couple of months and my brown spots are still there. And you got to always think around the prejuvenation way of things. If you hadn't used that product, would your spots be worse? Probably. If you haven't used Retin-A for the last 5 years, would your wrinkles be worse? Would your pores be bigger? I think so. So that's a part that people forget sometimes. Keeping status quo is actually a win.
That's actually a really good point.
It's a win. If you look the same in 5 years, that's actually good.
Yeah. Now you mentioned the profractional, and you were talking about CO2 lasers in the past. Can you kind of talk about the difference in sort of maybe the old lasers or the first lasers that came out and how they treated the skin versus now?
Absolutely. And it's not that the CO2 lasers are old. There are newer CO2 lasers out. But when talking about resurfacing 15, 20 years ago, a lot of providers were doing full field CO2 resurfacing. So when I talk about full field versus fractional, it's a kind of a laser nerdy concept, but full field kind of means if you envision the skin, we are removing a whole layer of the skin, and fractional, like profractional, means we're just poking holes in. So we're leaving healthy skin intact. Profractional and fractional treatments heal very fast because there's healthy intact skin between, but you have to do more of them to see results. Full field removes the whole layer. So there's more intense healing time. It takes longer to heal, but it will efficiently remove more things. And with CO2, it's a wavelength. So the ablative wavelengths that are used really commonly in the US and most places are CO2 and erbium YAG. So with YAG lasers, there's NYD and erbium. This is erbium YAG laser. And both of these wavelengths actually ablate the skin. So they're poking a hole in the surface of our skin. So they're, creating an opportunity for infection, but also creating more opportunity for results. And they can be done full field or they can be done fractionally. And with CO2, that wavelength, there is a lot of heat tied into that wavelength. So that means more redness, more swelling, potentially more post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So risks with darker skin and also risks with having hypopigment. So that's when you see people who have that kind of demarcation right on their jawline right there where they've kind of lasered off their face and now it doesn't match their skin on their neck.
Oh.
So you see those sometimes. It could be from sometimes deep chemical peels too, but from that, I feel like is kind of the most common. And the difference with an erbium wavelength is that it doesn't have that heat element into it. You can add it in very carefully if you wish to, but you also can take it out. So it makes it safer for all skin types, less risks of that hypopigmentation, hyperpigmentation, and just a little bit more tunable. So the full field resurfacing that we do here at our office is all erbium resurfacing.
Okay.
CO2 now is currently done more in a fractional manner, and it is only safe for lighter skin types.
Okay. Now, did we talk about BBL? What is BBL?
We didn't. We need to, because BBL is amazing.
So this isn't the Brazilian butt lift that we're doing in our surgical facility. This is broadband light.
This is broadband light. Interesting enough, I've been doing some broadband light on some tushes recently, which I'll talk about in a minute because it's been fun. But BBL is Cyton's modality of IPL, and it stands for broadband light, and it's filtered light at different wavelengths to different things. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful form of IPL. It has a lot of cooling involved. It's very comfortable. It treats large areas very quickly, and it treats all of mostly our pigment issues. So hyperpigmentation, I use it a lot for even pigment from bruising. So like hemosiderin type of bruising, any of your common redness concerns, so rosacea, vascular lesions, redness and scars. And overall, it does help rejuvenate the skin. There's been an actual Stanford study done from a very sweet dermatologist up north near the manufacturer of Cyton in Palo Alto. And he's done some interesting studies where we use the BBL to actually help delay aging. So when I was saying kind of that concept of where we're at 10 years, if we look the same, that's actually a win. Mm-hmm. They actually did skin histologies on someone who had BBL at baseline and then did a treatment every 4 months for 10 years. And their histology of their collagen remodeling was the same 10 years later. So talk about a big win there. It's something that has virtually no downtime and is very easy to do and can delay aging that much.
That's amazing. So if you were doing that, so every 4 months, is that sort of what some people might do?
Definitely. I think just as a general anti-aging treatment, you could do a BBL every 3 to 4 months, maybe pair it up with something really lovely for prevention like Botox. And that could be a great treatment plan to keep you status quo for a long time.
Oh, interesting. Now, the healing time for BBL, is that?
Very easy. Very
easy. Oh, really?
Easy.
Okay.
So it's completely non-ablative. Something you can go back to work the same day. You can wear makeup and sunscreen right after the treatment itself. We have some nice cooling and it feels kind of like a little flick. It feels similar to like some laser hair removal devices. And your skin feels a little warm for maybe 30 minutes after. Mm-hmm. And then what's kind of magic about it is any pigment in your skin, you actually see it kind of rise up to the surface. You're like, whoa. And it kind of pulls out, looks a little bit like little pepper flakes on the skin for a couple of days, and then it flakes off. Oh, so you kind of see this magic process happening. It's very satisfying. And you can cover the whole thing up with makeup the whole time. You have to be sun careful at that time. So practicing kind of the sun avoidance and compliance. Mm-hmm. But it's something very easy to do on a normal day-to-day schedule.
Now, are your patients typically older, or do you see sort of everyone? And at what point do people, you mentioned prejuvenation, at what point are people starting to say, I want to get something done?
I feel like that demographic is changing, especially over the last 2 years. I'm seeing people as early as in their 20s doing these now. So they're coming in for prejuvenation, like BBL or Moxie, and maybe a little bit of Botox here and there. And they're doing it before things get to that point. And they're already compliant. They're already on good skincare. They're already wearing sunscreen. So they're ages ahead of anyone, any of our X generation. Uh-huh. These are the millennial generation, and they're on top of these things.
Yeah.
So I do also have a very solid patient base of patients who are older, are maybe in their 40 to 50 range. And then I'm doing BBL treatments on people up into their late 70s. I did one just yesterday on someone who was 77.
Wow.
She does it once a year and she loves it.
How fabulous.
Yes.
So it's never too late. So we have a thing at the center every Wednesday. We have Wow Wednesdays. And so internally, there's an email that goes around and it shows a result from either one of the plastic surgeons or one of the med spa providers. And so yesterday a result went around that was stunning. And it was a breast lift scars that I believe you treated. And talk to us about that, because I don't think people know that you can treat scars.
Yes, scars are difficult to treat. They're not something that you can just pick up a laser and start treating. It's taken me many years to feel comfortable to get consistent results with scars. And I've really lately had a lot of really beautiful results, like the one you saw, with combining a few different lasers, specifically Halo, with another treatment for vascular that we have here called V-Beam, which is, it's called the PDL laser. It targets redness very effectively. Hmm. And I've kind of mastered down this setting. It's taken me a while to get it down, but I've got it down now. And I'm now feeling really confident getting beautiful, consistent results, just like the one you saw yesterday with this. And they're life-changing. I mean, for anyone who has those inframammary scars from a breast lift, breast reduction, they can be very debilitating and they can really make you not appreciate the beautiful result you've gotten from your surgery, especially if they're red or raised. And I'm finding that with Halo, I can do very specific settings that can help flatten them. I can improve the texture even on white scars. And I've seen them virtually remove what I call track marks. So those are those little suture lines that are kind of in the scars right there. So I think that it's definitely a game changer. And I'm excited for people to be more aware of the things that we can do with that. And I think that it's amazing. I'm really glad that we got to share those results with the practice yesterday. It was really,
it was fascinating to see, because I think none of the surgeons can't predict how you're going to heal, because your skin, so much of it is just the way your body heals, and your body might make raised scars, or it might take longer for the redness to go away. So we'll put those photos in the show notes for everyone so you can see what we were talking about with the breast lift scar correction. Now, how long does somebody have to wait if they're going to have a scar correction or treatment? About when do we say those scars are mature?
A really good question, because a lot of laser providers have a lot of different opinions about this. You know, some are saying treat the day the sutures are up, prevent that thing from forming. Some are saying, you know, let it be, let's see. I mean, you know, most scars go away and look better on their own. The typical course of scars is to be red for 6 months, and then by a year they fade out into a tiny white line. So should we mess with them if they're going to do it on their own? And I'm more on that second part. I used to think maybe hit them right away, but now I'm like, no, let's see, because these could get improved on their own. And then if they don't, you know, by the year mark, I'm comfortable doing a laser treatment series on them. You said that's kind of my approach.
Mm-hmm. And do you sometimes work with a physician about that, or the surgeon?
All the time. Yeah, we have lots of patients who, unfortunately, they do have scarring problems, and it's no one's fault. It's just the way their body healed. And so the surgeons say they send people up frequently to have scar treatments done. And we have a really nice program that we offer our surgery patients to help get discounted treatments for their scarring, that I think is a real something that sets our practice apart. That's really nice to offer.
Now, we talked about so many different kinds of lasers. Can you treat pretty much any body part? You were talking about tushes. tell us about it. Spill the tea, Brittany.
Something I've been having a lot of fun with. So we recently upgraded our BBL to a platform called BBL Hero. And what it is, it's high energy, rapid output IPL, basically. So it's faster. The pulse is going very quickly. And that's something really important in laser nerdy talk. It's called the pulse duration. So how fast that energy is going in. And they have a greater amount of cooling. So you can do very, very quick treatments of lots of fast little pulses. And I'm having a lot of fun with this. I'm treating some fun things. And what I've actually been combining it with is a very, very new treatment that we're kind of sort of dabbling into at our practice called Quo. And so Quo is brand new, and it's an injection that actually dissolves the tethering in cellulite bands.
Sort of that dimple, that the dimple is being pulled down by a band, right?
Correct. So it's that layer of tissue and that fat that's pulling it down. And it, honestly, to get rid of cellulite, the only way you could do it is by destroying that band. So it's, you know, these non-surgical RF type of treatments, I'm sorry, they're just not going to cut it. You've got to snip that band to see that cellulite go away. And this isn't a problem for just larger people. Like everyone's, even very people at very healthy weight levels can be bothered by cellulite, because it's genetic, and it's some people have more of a deep disposition for acquiring some than others. So we're kind of figuring out how we can combine BBL Hero, which does skin tightening as well as firming of the area, and also pigment clearance. With Quo, one of the side effects is bruising, and it's not fun. I've been coining it blueberry butt. No one wants to be seen with a blueberry butt. I would just die if I saw someone walking around on our San Diego beaches with a blueberry butt. I would know exactly what they did. It'd be hilarious. I'd be good for people that probably would. But what I'm doing is trying to make this treatment manageable for people who don't have time to have a blueberry butt by combining a BBL Hero. And so the BBL Hero is clearing the bruising and helping with pigment discoloration, and also adding in that element of skin tightening. And then in addition, they're getting that, the smoothing with the Quo. So
that's really cool. I love that.
Yeah,
love
that. It's fun.
Now, you mentioned veins. How do we treat veins, or what kind of veins are we treating?
So with laser, the best kind of outcome with veins is treating ones that are just kind of small reticular red veins. Deeper veins, I'm very careful with. Sometimes people have a lot of vascular issues going on. They do require consultation about their certain veins. And in some cases, they're better treated with other things besides laser. So things like sclerotherapy or even endovenous ablation. But once they've completed that and they have those little pesky red ones hanging around, laser is the perfect thing to get them off of the skin. So we have a few different lasers that can treat vascular. We have a YAG laser that does treat really nicely leg veins. We have our V-beam laser, which treats veins on the face very effectively. It also is the kind of the golden standard for rosacea. And I combine it with a lot of things like red scars as well. And then our BBL as well will help treat vascular. And then I've even seen some vascular clear from the Halo laser on certain settings. So there's a lot of options.
Interesting. And I think that's something that maybe most of us don't realize it's the general public. You've got all these different types of lasers, but then yes, on any one laser, there's a multitude of settings. So there's different,
absolutely,
you know, it's not just turn it on and turn it off. And that's really where, as we, as lay people go shopping for, I'm thinking about getting a laser done. Where do I go? What am I looking for? And so how would you help someone do that shopping process?
Awesome question. I get asked this on my Zoom consultations all the time, because even, you know, lasers like Cyton, where I go and educate people and get them up and running. When I leave, they can perform a consistent treatment. I make sure that's what they can do, but can they really master this laser? Can they take it on their own hands and start treating all sorts of things? That takes time and experience. And, you know, you can have the same laser, a beautiful laser, and have someone do a horrible treatment on it. Absolutely awful. And then another person might do something totally different because they know how to work their machine. And I think what matters most is the person behind the laser, the person holding it. So that's going to be kind of the indicator. A lot of people think, oh, this is this laser. It's a very nice laser, very expensive. That's going to be my go-to. But mm-hmm. if you have a novice on this laser who's not very comfortable, you're not going to get a great treatment.
Yeah.
And opposite, you might have a laser that's a little bit dated, but you have someone who really knows how to operate that laser, even though it is dated. That person could give you an amazing, stellar treatment.
Well, it's sort of like, I don't know if how many people out there are going to understand my analogy, but like, I think about like race cars drivers, you know, an Indy One or right. Formula One Indy driver, and they've got this beautiful multi-million dollar machine. And if it's your first day behind the wheel, are you going to take it around the track at the same rate of speed and the same yes. efficiency as somebody who's been driving for a really long time?
That's such a good analogy. Oh, well, I love it.
I'm watching a series on Netflix right now about Formula One.
Well, so, and you know, does the car matter? Yes, it does. The car matters, but what might matter more is the person behind the wheel, and mm-hmm. and the patient matters too. You know, with their underlying health history, which is a very important thing that we view before we do these treatments and make sure that they're going to be healthy, good candidates who are going to get the great results that we expect. So the all different elements on there.
Now, one of the things that I've seen in the office, and I've never done it myself, although I want to, is you have, that's a long list. Sorry. But no, I'm specifically talking about the Vizia. And the Vizia is a...
I can't believe you've never had one. Oh,
I know. Is that ridiculous? No, yes. I haven't. But explain what the Vizia is and how you use it in the consultation process and in the treatment process.
Yes, I use the Vizia every day and for all of my laser patients. And there's a lot of cool features on it. I think the most important thing on it, and maybe the most valuable, is that it takes photos in a very consistent manner. So it's photos at the exact same angle and the exact same light. And it's done in a very consistent manner. And that matters a lot when you're looking at the skin. So that is something that really helps us get consistent results with beautiful before and after pictures. And then the Physia also takes photos in a few different types of light, which helps me. I can see UV damage below the surface of the skin in this light. And that helps me a lot with determining what type of melasma you have. So is it deep? Is it superficial? How can I best attack it? So I always view that photo before I treat a melasma patient. It does have a feature too on there that's kind of fun to play with, where it kind of gives you a little score on your skin. Mm. I think that's fun and patients like it, but for me, it's the least important thing on there. For me, I really like the consistent photos and I like the different lights that it takes.
And can they see, like, let's say you take it before a halo or a TRL, or, and then in a few months you take another one and you put it in that UV mode, or do you really see like how much stuff was cleared out?
Absolutely. You know, you can see the black splatters of the sun damage and how much is gone on the subsequent. So it does a photo in that light. It does a photo for redness. So when I do vascular treatments, I show the redness and how much it cleared out underneath the skin, mm-hmm. as well as on top of the skin after their treatment series.
How fun. Because I think it's, you know, before and after photos for laser treatments can be tricky. You know, like you say, lighting is everything. And yes. So sometimes it's a subtle result and we want to make sure that they see that from the beginning to the end. You see how much the skin has changed, how much the skin has improved. Now, if you're having a patient, if you're recommending that they look at before and afters before they're making a decision, how can they look at before and afters? How can they make a good judgment? What do they look for?
Good sources of research is a really good thing to talk about, because a lot of people see like a TikTok video and they think, oh, that's the treatment for me. And that's really steering people in the wrong direction. You need to look at patient verified sources. So great sources. We have before and afters posted on our website. In addition, we have before and afters that are authorized only for uses during consultation. And then just knowing good resources to find reviews and photos. I think that Instagram is a source people use a lot these days, and mm-hmm. it can be a very good source and a very bad source. There's actually quite a lot of providers and professional doctors, nurses who have Instagrams that show beautiful, realistic photos and results. And then we have influencers, other things who play their cute video of their dramatic treatment. And those are not good sources.
Oh,
so knowing mm-hmm. where you get your sources from is important. And then going into that, reading reviews too is important. Mm-hmm. We are lucky that we pair up with patient verified reviews at our practice. So we work with a company called Real Patient Ratings, where every review they write for us is for a patient who actually had a treatment. So, and you can trust they had a treatment. They were a patient at that office. It's not just someone who got mad at you and went on and wrote a bad review, which could happen.
Oh, things on Yelp. We don't know who.
No.
Were they really a customer of that restaurant? Did they really have that treatment? You don't know. And Real yeah. Patient Ratings, it's all, they survey our patients after consult. They survey our patients after their treatments or their surgeries. And so then it's really true. And they all get published on the website.
Yeah, no filter.
Yeah, no filter. Yeah. So we've made it a priority to really have reviews, not just for our surgeons, which is seems like a no-brainer, but then all of you med spa providers. I think that's something that you don't see. You might see something, you know, device-based, or you might see like the halo is, you know, this many stars out of that many stars, but you don't necessarily see, oh, Brittany's satisfaction rate with her own patients. And you happen to have a lot of reviews. And here's one that we have for a halo that you did. And we're going to talk about the P word. It was painful, but Brittany made me feel as comfortable as possible. There were no surprises, as the procedure materials and the pre-consultation advised me what to expect as far as discomfort and the healing process. So when you know something's going to be uncomfortable for them, what do you do to mentally prepare them for helping them be comfortable during the treatment and afterwards?
Yeah, it can be scary for patients, especially those who are naive to treatments. So it's something that it does require a little extra touch sometimes. It's something that is appreciated. And I think there's so many things we do to relieve anxiety and to relieve discomfort. I mean, besides actually treating it physically, I mean, you know, for some procedures, we do offer pain medication. We do have a very light form of laughing gas called Pronox that helps tremendously. There's so many things we can do to mediate. I use a lot of cooling during my procedures. I utilize that a lot to make you comfortable.
What does that look like when you say cooling?
So I use all sorts of things, ice packs. We have a little cool little hose that blasts cool air on you that sometimes I'll let patients hold and they feel better being in control. Oh. There's cooling built into all laser devices in some meaner manner. So using that effectively can really help make treatments more comfortable. And then what I call kind of like talk therapy, whenever you have goggles on, I mean, you want to know what's going on. You can't see. So I talk the whole time. I'm kind of talking about everything I'm doing and why and what to expect. And there's no surprises. Surprises are not good.
Right. So if they're about to feel a little snap, you tell them, hey, now.
I warn them, I tell them, I cool them, I'm doing it all. Yes. Sometimes too, we do a lot of distraction technique as well. We have some little devices that can help, like little pulses that can done in strategic little places that can help alleviate kind of the what's going on in one area to the other area. So all those things help. And then just making sure patients are feeling good. Mm-hmm. A lot of times if I know a patient is a little nervous, I'll make sure they have a little snack before. We keep some tasty little treats on hand, gluten-free and all that too, if needed. So we make sure they're not hungry, they're feeling good. If someone's just generally not, you know, not feeling good that day, I mean, I might even be saying, you know, you're not feeling great today. This is maybe not the best time to do your treatment.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you seen people who've had laser treatments at other places and either they got no results or worse, maybe they've gotten a bad result or had an injury?
Sure. Yes. I think that the longer that you operate these things, the more you're going to see of that. It's not that I inherently don't trust patients. I do, but until I built a rapport with them, sometimes I kind of have to analyze the situation. Like, is it your expectations? You know, did the person you were working with just really not get it? Like you wanted this and you didn't get it and they did something else? Or were you non-committal? You know, did you go out in the sun after and this happened to you? Did you not follow instructions? And I kind of do that little social eval and think through it. And then I really carefully from there can kind of gauge on either how to fix them, help their problem, or maybe they weren't even targeting what they really wanted. And that could have, you know, been a part of the problem too.
And I think the other thing is people don't realize how many different lasers there are. And we have a whole bunch of them and ways to treat a lot of things. And if they went to an office that maybe only had one laser.
Exactly.
And that's the laser that they got treated with.
Of course.
Even if it wasn't maybe the perfect laser for their skincare problem.
I think that happens a lot. You know, these devices are expensive. It's really a luxury to have many to choose from where you get to make choices, where they get to choose the best one for them.
Or make combinations, like you were saying earlier.
Totally. Yeah. Not everyone has that opportunity or availability. And if they've only got one tool in a toolbox, then of course they're going to use it. But that's something that would be hard from a patient perspective to understand. It's confusing. There's too many things out there. So having good consultation before is really important.
Yeah. Now I'm going to embarrass you with another review now. Get ready. She said, I love the results I received from my Halo laser treatment on my hands, neck, chest, and face. Brittany is the absolute best at what she does. I was so nervous, but she put me at ease and made sure I was comfortable every step of the way. She was extremely thorough and never rushed. I always feel so spoiled and well taken care of at LJC SC Med Spa. I've already started saving for my next treatment, Halo on my arms, to help reverse some sun damage. So how does that make you feel, Ms.
Lovely.
Brittany?
I was like, wait, I don't even know if I've heard that one before. That's a lovely review. And I'm so happy to hear that because that's my goal is, you know, to help patients feel better about themselves and their skin and more confident. And I want to make the experience, even though it may be at times a little bit unpleasant, as comfortable as it can.
Mm-hmm. Now she mentioned her hands, neck, chest, and face. So we all think probably laser face. Okay, great.
Right.
But
yes.
That's really interesting that there's other places. And now she's talking about her arms. So tell us about how, you know, you go about helping people decide what areas to treat.
I think that a lot of people neglect other areas besides their face. I did a consult the other day with a woman who'd had several BBL treatments on her face over the last 5 years. And she sent me her pictures. And I was like, oh my gosh, well, when are we going to treat your neck? Like it looked like totally different skin.
Oh,
wow. And at that point, I almost have to intercede like, hey, like we've got to treat your neck. You're just not looking like you have the same skin. Mm-hmm. So it's something that some people aren't always aware of. But I think that a real age determiner for something that's kind of that giveaway is the chest. Mm-hmm. The hands too. When the hands clasp, we're like, oh, well, look at their hands if you want to see how old they are. But the chest too. And if you're ignoring that skin there on the décolleté, that can really age you.
Yeah. I actually was at breakfast. I remember this a few years ago. I was at breakfast and I was looking at this lady and she obviously had a beautiful facelift. I mean, just perfect. And I thought, wow, you know, I wonder who her surgeon was. Of course, I'm in the business. I'm thinking about this stuff all the time. And then yeah. I saw her hands and I kid you not, it was like 30 years difference. I mean, I was like taken, it was just such a stunning change. And I thought, wow, she's put all this money and investment into her, that, you know, the top of her face, but her hands, and I didn't see her neck or décolleté, but, you know, I thought, wow, you know, people have to think if we're going to be trying to make ourselves look good for a long time, that there are things you can do. And tell us about what you can do to hands.
So many things. We have gentle lasers like BBL that remove age spots and brown spots. We do dermal fillers in the hands that actually can help cover the veins and plump up the hands so they look more youthful.
I'm sitting here, I'm analyzing my hands right now, Brittany. Because as we age, we lose some of the fat in that area. Is that what it is? Or
it's collagen, not just our face. We lose it everywhere in a lot of places. And then, you can tend to, and the skin thins as we age. It becomes, you know, more lax. It has less elasticity. And the hands are constantly out in the sun, driving, taking a lot of that grunt. So they shouldn't be ignored. You know, when you rub sunscreen on your face, rub it on your hands too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even with your products, you know, at night, if you're putting products on your face and you have rub it on your hands, like let, you know, every time you do that, don't let it go to waste.
I agree.
So this has been so informational. I think like we said, we could talk about this all day long. And so most people will ask something about, you know, how to set up a consultation. So you mentioned virtual consultations. How does that work?
Yeah. So, I mean, as maybe silver lining of COVID, we did start doing virtual consultations. And so each of the providers here has a consult day that we do our consultations for new or existing patients on new treatments. And it's completely virtual. We'll do phone or we'll do Zoom calls. And you're able to talk to the provider, determine what might your concerns be and the best way to go about them. So that when you actually come into the office, you're ready to go. You know the information, you know everything, and you're ready to start working on the fun part, you know, getting the treatment and the results. And I think that is a huge convenience factor for a lot of people. And for some who just really aren't ready to do a treatment, it saves that trip in office. They get all the information they need ahead of time. It's been, I think, a really great change we've made. And I think we're going to continue doing it as of now, just because it has been convenient.
And what are some of the things that people might have to do before being eligible, let's say, for a laser treatment or like pre-treating? What are common things that you have people do?
Number one thing would be, of course, being compliant in the sun. So when I have someone who comes on, they're like, yeah, I go in tanning beds. I'm like, okay, so we got to start from day zero. I don't even know people did that, but I did have one yesterday. And I'm like, all right, so you got to get out of there. Until you get out, then we'll start. So let me know when you're done. So she's like, okay, I'm done. And then we get her on sunscreen, get her out of the sun, wearing sunscreen consistently for 2 to 4 weeks. And then we can start doing some treatments on her to help reverse the sun damage that she's caused. In some cases, I will have patients prep their skin as well by doing some products, some medical grade skincare before. So doing some pigment suppressors to help suppress hormonal pigment or risks of pigment after the laser, or some retinols to help turn over and exfoliate their skin a little bit faster. And in some cases, I'll even have them do some skincare first. So I'll set them up with their esthetician, get them on skincare, maybe have them prep their skin. Maybe do an aesthetic treatment with their esthetician, like a hydrofacial or a chemical peel before they start their treatment series.
And is that something like, say they have, you know, adult acne, are they automatically not eligible for a laser? Or
that's a perfect one, because this is a great example of someone who I would have see our esthetician first. Okay. I do a lot of treatments for acne scarring, but if people are actively breaking out, you know, and they're doing a treatment for scarring, it's like, they're just going to keep breaking out. So we got to get those breakouts under control before we start tackling the scarring.
That makes sense. So everything that we've talked about today, we'll put in the show notes in terms of links to the different laser treatments that we do. We've got pricing there on our website. We give ranges And we also have our Glam Fam to save money. We have financing. We have great payment options, which really makes it affordable and where you can really say, okay, I'm committed to making my skin look better. And how do I, you know, bundle it into a monthly payment? So our patient care coordinators can help you with that. And then once you're ready to reach out, just check our show notes. We've got details about how to reach us by phone, text, or through our website. So one last thing that I want to ask you. So we have, you know, our brand promise is where dreams become real, helping people turn that dream, whatever it is, into reality. So tell me, Brittany, about a dream of yours that became real.
Well, I mean, I guess definitely my family. You know, I have a beautiful family. I have two little ones. My son's 15 months, my daughter's 3, and my husband and I have been married for 5 years now. So that was a dream that became real the whole time that I've been working at La Jolla Cosmetic. So
yeah. And that's really, it's awesome that you've, you know, been able to continue to be a working mom and sharing your talents with those of us who need it.
It can be done. There's challenges definitely with having children and maintaining a career. But if it's something you love, it's definitely part of your identity and you should mm-hmm. keep doing it. And
yeah,
my husband, of course, and then we've had lots of help from our parents and we've definitely been able to keep that dream possible for me. So I appreciate La Jolla Cosmetic also working with me on that aspect.
Yeah, it's nice. So, well, thank you again, Brittany, for sharing your expertise and your time with us. This is really fun. And
yeah, this is great.
We will see you all next time. Thanks for listening.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.